Okay. This is the August 2020 regular township meeting. We'll call this meeting to order. Declare a quorum. Again, we have Katie on a voice vote over the phone, Michael and myself present. Just to explain it again, we just had the budget meeting. Katie recently had surgery enough that she's been bedridden for a couple weeks and so was unable to come tonight. So we are going to just change the order on the agenda a little bit. We're going to go right to the voting portions so that she can participate, and then she can drop off, and we can continue with the reports and the citizen discussion. So we'll go to the approval of the minutes. We'll put a motion on the table to approve the meeting minutes from last month, July of 2020. For those of you, it looks like we have a couple new faces. Michael writes up the notes and the minutes from the meeting. They get circulated to Katie and I just to make sure they match, you know, the meeting. And then we come to this meeting the following month and approve those or not. So that's the official record of what went on in that meeting. So, motion on the table to approve those minutes.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Katie, you know Michael likes to go last.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to throw him off somehow.
We're going to let you go first just to make sure the phone's still working all the time. okay, so like I said, we're going to change the order. We're going to come back to the reports. We're going to move to the board business. Yep, we can do that. And so number one, we have... the chip seal project we've been discussing with Butler County. We currently have 2.2 miles for sure that we're going to have ready, and we're working to get another mile done in the next couple 2 weeks. So I am going to put a motion on the table to approve the chip seal project agreement we've had with Butler County. For a range of 2.2 to 3.2 miles, the dollar figure for that is going to be $60,000 to $100,000. So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay. Okay, and again, we'll discuss that in some of the reports as far as which roads, which ones we're working on. Okay, the second item on here is related to the chip seal project. What we've done in the past is allowed our guys to work a little extra during the week, and what we do, put the balance into flex time, and then in the slower parts of the year, late fall into winter, they take that time as paid time off. Right now, we have a maximum on our flex time of 50 hours. And even at the time when we set that, Michael thought it was a little low. We kind of, this was the first time we'd implemented something like that. So we started with that, and we're realizing we need to move that up a little bit so the guys can really crank on some work right now. And in the wintertime when the roads are just rock hard, you know, we can't grade anyway. So it's very easy for them to take more time off, like I said, late fall in the winter. So. We'll put a motion on the table to change our flex time maximum to 80 hours instead of 50 where it currently is.
So second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. And then we'll, Katie, we'll include you in the vouchers.
Okay.
So the vouchers are our bills that we pay every month. Katie collects all the invoices. Michael and I review them. We work with the guys as far as the descriptions and everything. This is basically the checks that we cut once a month to pay all our bills. Katie gives us a final copy, and they have been reviewed by both Mike and I. So I will put a motion on the table to approve the vouchers incurred in July of 2020. So moved.
Second.
And I realized I stole it. Katie, I could have let you put the motion on. I didn't think about it.
Oh, well. Everything's right. A little different tonight.
Definitely is. Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
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 It's just odd. It's like that timing of, okay, no, you go ahead. No, you
right.
go ahead.
Right.
No, you go ahead. That we've all had to deal with. Okay, those are all the voting items, Katie. Hope you're feeling better. I know that it's starting to really gnaw on you. You're coming up on 3 weeks now, I think. So,
yeah, I'm done with this whole healing process. I want to be better and back to normal again.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, we will, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Yep.
Okay, let's see. So we will go back to the reports. The overseer's report, Robert. Excuse me. Again, that one, it is available on the website. Did you print multiple of those?
Yeah, front and back.
I'm the only one that didn't get one.
You got one.
Where? On the minutes? That's new.
I'm trying to save a tree.
Okay, works for me. All right, let's see. Again, for the new faces, our overseer compiles one of these each month. The monthly overview at the top is just a sampling. This is not a item-by-item list of everything they accomplished during the month. The graded roads are specific, and the totals for the month as far as the material and fuel, that is specific. Those are spot on. So again, this is also available on the website on a monthly basis going forward. And if you have any questions about this in the future.
You know, you can't see those unless you have office on your computer.
I'm going to direct that to Michael when we set this up.
Great point. Okay. I can start saving those as PDF.
Okay. I thought these were. Oh, you switched it to Word just recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I just get them and copy them, but very good point.
Okay. We can fix that. All right. Michael with the clerk's and treasurer's report.
So, from a clerk's perspective, normal day-to-day stuff that I have to do. One thing I was trying to do that I wasn't able to finish out is drive all the roads and find out how many speed limit signs we have and how many we need, since Butler County has approved the speed limits through our township. We can now start putting them out there. So I'll have a final total for next month so we can get those ordered. And that also, I've already got the neighborhoods done. I just wasn't able to get all of the roads, the regular main roads done. That's it from that.
What's considered a main road?
Residential. I'm sorry?
There's a difference between 20-14 main road residential.
Correct.
Are all the way, roads residential?
No, the way we voted it was the north-south main miles, 159th Andover or Butler Road. We don't maintain Butler, but it's considered north-south. Prairie Creek, Meadowlark, Indianola, Tewakinee. Those are our main north-souths. And then the east-west, the numbered ones, we go from 120th to 180th. So all of those are 35 mile an hour. And then any of the neighborhoods that offshoot those main roads are 30. So the grid, you know, window pane grid is 35, and then
right.
Okay.
So like I said, hopefully you have that, and then we can get an estimate to vote on for next month.
Yeah. And that one, basically, that decision again for the new face, that's come out of a lot of the interest. It seems like the items that citizens are concerned about, dust, speed, the condition of the roads, all of that can help be alleviated, not completely, but it'll help if people drive slower. And to go from 55 to 35 is a drastic change, it is, but it's also that much in the improvement and health department as well. A gravel road, if it's not signed, is 55 miles an hour. Yeah, most people are surprised by that because we wouldn't think it'd be that high.
Definitely not safe, but
yeah. But they let it go. I mean, that's at the state level too. That's not just county.
All right, so now I'll kick into the treasurer report for Katie. We had a beginning balance of $500,915.41. Of the checks that we wrote, we had a cleared balance of $454,848.08. We had seven items that hadn't cleared through yet, which leaves us a ending balance of $444,050.02. On the back side, here's these are the checks that we wrote from last month. So that you can see that detail whenever it comes to that. If you want to see a year total of everything that we've had, it is on the website, and you can see that on a monthly basis with it tacked on from the whole year. So that is available for you guys out there. Any questions on that?
What is the website?
If you look down at the bottom of the Township Board meeting minutes.
Okay.
It has that on there, but it is pleasanttownshipbuco.com. Long name, great results.
Yeah, guess who made it?
How do we know what some of these are for? Like Best One of Canada, some of the CPAs and card member services. Really know what those are for?
We can get that information for you. It's on our vouchers list and
on the main website there is it has a description of what that stuff is for as well.
Okay.
If you have any questions specifically about one?
No,
okay.
Just curious.
Okay.
You do it on there twice for
I'm sorry?
Is that some kind of a service you have?
Which one?
Intuit, yes. That's our QuickBooks. We use QuickBooks to...
Payroll?
Yes. Payroll and taxes are paid through.
Yeah.
All right.
Paid through that.
Is that a fee for using that?
No, that's just a flow through. It's not a fee. They are... And it's like the very last entry there, Intuit for $5,100. That's just payroll that flows through Intuit to go to our employees. That's not a fee we pay into it.
So it's not just payroll then?
It is on our expense list.
Correct. And on the expanded detail that's on the website, it breaks down that as well. I should have printed the whole one.
And honestly, typically we print that out and that's...
My fault.
No worries. It was different tonight.
Any other additional questions?
And we're happy to, detail out any information you need. If you want to see receipts even, we can get you copies of receipts for any of this stuff. That is a request right to Michael, and we can take care of it.
Yep. Okay, then I'm good.
Okay. On the trustees report, talking about the detour, obviously a big topic with everybody. I will just start by apologizing. I know I've been very unavailable lately, and that just a lot of reasons, no excuses, frankly. Just a bunch of stuff going on personally within my family. Not my one thing myself, but that's a positive thing, not a negative. Some other junk going on that has taken me away from this, and I just apologize for that. And it'll be much better going forward. It's just been an awful couple of months. I can't talk specific dates, but I know that the east-west portion of the detour is getting there. Trying not to be real specific is getting pretty far along, I'll put it that way, okay? The east-west portion, so that should alleviate some of the detour traffic that you guys are seeing through, obviously, the side roads. I was asked by Butler County not to say a specific date. They gave me a date that they think that it'll probably be that'll open up. Let's see. And then
What exactly are they doing?
They're putting in a roundabout at 150th and Butler Road. And so that is going to be multiple lanes on either side. They have to do multiple turn lanes as well, move utilities, et cetera. That was a meeting that was 2 years ago now?
Probably.
A year and a half, 2 years ago. There was a big discussion back and forth about whether a stoplight or a roundabout. And I guess they heard from more roundabout pro people.
Slow it down, huh? Slow the traffic down?
Yeah. Both slow it down and allow people to merge. One of the complaints was during rush hour, I believe it was east-west, people would get stuck there for quite a long time as north-south was coming through. And it would take a long time. And then people get tired of it, try and go, and it was creating a lot of accidents. So enough people were affected by it that they needed to come up with some solution. So that keeps moving along. All right, and then chip seal, I know, is always a big topic every year. So the roads that that we're finalized on now are 160th, number 2, from Prairie Creek going east to the electrical plant. That's one that we did 3 years ago. We estimated 3 to 5 year life on it. It has been 3 years. That one gets a lot of truck traffic. It has over the last years from the quarry that was on Santa Fe Lake Road. That quarry is now really minimized, so I think we're going to get a lot less trucks on there. But there are a few spots that we need to repair, and then we're going to reseal that with just a single coat. When they put the chip seal down, it's a double coat. We just need to put one over the top of it. Butler County said that a lot of their asphalt roads throughout the entire county started out as chip seal roads, and over the years as they continued to chip seal, got to the point where it's like, all right, we'll just put a little asphalt on this, and it was done. I think that'll take a while, but that's the process is you can keep adding to it. Prairie Creek on 160th, Prairie Creek to going east to the electrical plant. Basically the same portion that we did back in 2017. It was, it's 0.7 of a mile, just under 3/4 of a mile.
Okay, could I ask a general question about the chip seal?
Sure.
You mentioned there that they have to be maintained about every 3 to 5 years.
We've seen estimates as high as 7, but we tried to be conservative in our, obviously.
So is the chip seal itself an economical way to take care of these roads?
The initial cost is a little more. The maintenance is much, much less, obviously. And now that we've gotten Butler County to be doing it rather than private companies, we also get it for a much reduced rate rather than the private companies that did in the past.
Okay, so the original chip seal, what's your estimate? It pays for itself in 6 years or 10 years?
Oh boy, let's see.
As opposed to putting down gravel, you put down this. Does it break even at some point?
Well, honestly, I don't know that exact number. I just know that as far as people's satisfaction and the performance of the road is so much better that I don't think it's an exact dollar-to-dollar comparison. True, but so many of our roads are even pass-through roads that, I mean, it's not just the people that live on that road, it's people that, you know, just coming into town, going to school, commuting to work, not just the people that are right on that road.
And your plan right now, granted you've got new trustees and chairman coming in, continue?
I would imagine so.
Roads?
Should I turn that? Good timing.
You walked right in the right perfect time.
I'm racing the gate here.
Chris just won the primary in August, so we'll be on the ballot for November. It seems like, that way we were just talking about this today, it seems like enough people know about it, know that it's a decent solution, know that it's a good solution, know that it's cost effective, that it's definitely being in demand more. We're hearing a lot over the last couple of years since we started it, we're hearing a lot more, when is my road going to get chip sealed? So I think the demand is definitely there to continue it. That's not a problem.
Along those lines, of course, I'd love to have my road chip sealed, but I'm not going to get anybody's face about when it's going to be done. I just assume it'll be done when it's done. But at the same time, you are kind of picking winners and losers.
So we have some criteria for that. We actually did a road count study 4 years ago now. Let's see, the first one we did was 4 years ago. The next one was about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then over the past 4 months, Michael has been doing one as well. We found one of the centers at University of Kansas, their transportation center. We found out let me back up one step. Butler County does a meeting every year from their engineering department. We found out through them that there's a program at University of Kansas where they loan out equipment for free. So something that we were looking at having either that we had to do the work for or having engineers do and do the road count study with actual radar high-end road counters that was going to be, we got quotes anywhere from $12,000 to $16,000 for that. We got the equipment for free. And so Michael's been doing that over the past 3 months. So we check road counts as far as just the amount of traffic, number of culverts that would need to be replaced, how many trees that need to be cleared out, and then the condition of the road as well. How much does the road need as far as being built up in dirt, gravel, just work time, labor, to get the road ready to chip seal. So we try and take all that into account to pick which roads are going to be done. Agreed. And we have had discussions about that, and we couldn't come up with a good answer as far as how do you...
Doing it more often or every 2 years or something like that?
Well, we've been trying to chip seal every year, frankly. The detour and a couple other roads where we did last year, we didn't chip seal in 2018 because of all the storms. That spring was just... It was all the record storms we had. Trying to think. Yeah,
the nice thing about being having this service from Kansas University is that we can get those when we need them, assuming that another township isn't using it. So we can continue to do these counts throughout the year, through the years, whatever, however way we decide to do it.
Right, and that's why we've done three now, trying to recognize the patterns change. Just trying to get some sort of, like you said, actual numbers to try and look at.
And I realize you do need those numbers, and I'm not doubting them. And the way you're doing it sounds fine. I guess my concern is I'm in the far corner of the township. There are people out there who don't actually even associate themselves with Rose Hill. You won't catch them driving this way. They're driving the other way.
Right, I understand.
And they wouldn't be counted in that fashion. Also, I believe you chip sealed 170 and stopped at that corner based on drainage issues in the area.
On 171st?
Yeah, 171st.
So west of Metal Arc and that bridge there?
Yes.
Yeah, because the creek comes up right there. So anytime we had a decent storm.
The creek comes up there, the creek comes up on 180, and the creek comes up several other places.
We'll
never get there. That's what I'm thinking.
No, not true, because we're addressing drainage issues, and I mean, 180th number 3 is, for instance, we just raised the road foot and a half and put in an extra culvert to try and drain water. So we are trying to.
Now, of course, my issue there is, didn't somebody along the line trade off the last 3 miles of 180 to Richmond?
That was our administration. It wasn't trading off 3 miles. What we did is we looked at the map to see where the houses were and to see where the taxpayers were living. And so there were a couple of miles that we said, okay, you take these because they're more on your side, we'll take these. And the end result was Pleasant did end up with a half mile more than before that agreement, yes. But that's it. I know numbers have been thrown around, but it literally was a half mile.
Well, you see what my concern is. I'm looking at my place being cut off, basically, from all this work.
I don't know specifically where you live, but...
The Indianola, 35, section 35.
Indianola and what? Cross Street?
Well, between 170 and 180, there's
okay.
About 20 houses there.
On the south, okay. Well, if you're between one... I mean, I don't know about being cut off, because obviously where, like we said, with the traffic patterns between town and school, that starts as a priority, but then it continues to grow. Eventually, the idea would be to get the entire township done. And frankly, if Butler's costs stay at least similar, we're at a budget level where that is achievable to be able to... Just straight mathematics, and I know it's not always that, but literally maybe do 25% of the roads each year and chip seal them going forward.
Is there not any way where there is repeated creeks overflowing and stuff that Butler County can't step in and contribute a little bit money-wise to help improve that?
There's federal there's a federal program available that's they call it their mitigation program, which obviously is hoops and craziness. I'll be honest, we've looked at it a little bit, but I don't know what's there. I mean, just in dealing with FEMA in the past on our storm response, trying to do mitigation, it literally is that program is more meant for if a flood washed out a school, then how do you rebuild the school to mitigate that flood? There's not anything in their documentation about gravel roads, unfortunately. It really just comes down to budget and man hours, what we can get done during the year.
And any bridges are, of course, are not us, they're Butler County. So we have no control over that. So all the low water bridges, the one on 171st or switching back to 170th, those there, we have to maintain the road, but if there is a problem with the bridge, or if the bridge needs to be lifted, which maybe or maybe not it should, that goes through Butler County.
I just meant to help with the situation out. So.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's any condition that would keep you from chip sealing any section of road that we've got.
Well, flooding would be the main one, frankly, because if that gets underneath the chip seal, it's just going to peel the whole thing up and just be money wasted.
For example, the intersection of 170 and Indianola, water runs in all four directions to there. It actually pools up on Indianola to a point where we have a quarter mile lake, if you get about an inch or more. It's been that way for 25 years.
Okay.
Now, granted, the first time I mentioned it, I was told something strange, like that road wasn't even there 10 years ago. Well, it might not have been then, but it's been 35 years now, and that lake is still there.
Okay.
It's been there a long time.
That's why like you're doing Prairie Creek right now, that one section that goes over the railroad track, and the other section, another section Creek is part of your detour.
Correct.
Well, the mile between those two sections is a low water bridge.
Right. And we're not going to do right up to the bridge. what we talked about is coming from the north, we'd come down, I think it's 3/4 mile, and then from 170th going north, it's about a 10th of a mile. And so we'd leave, what is that, 0.15, call it 2/10.
There is that section won't get done until the bridge is replaced?
Well, not chip sealed. It'll still be graveled like it is now. It would either stay the same as it is now, or we'd have to look hard if the budget allows. It would have to go to asphalt to be able to withstand flooding that would come over it. But chip seal in that immediate section right there by the low water bridge, what you're talking about, that'd be just throwing money down the creek, I think, because that would just peel up.
Unless you build a bridge.
Which is, again, Butler County, unfortunately. It's really strange that we have all the gravel roads, but if there's a bridge, it's Butler County. I mean,
that's basically what my question is. So you just said that there's a section there that won't get chips. It'll stay gravel.
Correct, but it's a small section. I mean, it's...
Well, Indianola's got flooding, so it doesn't get work either because of the flooding?
We'd have to look at why exactly it floods. If that's something that's within our control.
Or does it run uphill?
Well, I understand that. But I'm saying, eventually that water drains away. So why isn't it draining away fast enough that it continues to pool?
There's not enough ditch there. There's never been enough ditch there.
Okay.
Clear road, all the way up the road.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
It's washed out like several times. McClure keeps aging out to the road. Got the ditch built in.
Yeah, that's a discussion we've had a couple of times.
Several times. Everything from the worry about flooding the guy on the corner to the fact that that pond is there. Well, that pond isn't a pond. It's where the guy who platted out that land dug up the road to make 175th court. It's 1 foot deep.
Okay.
After a rain, there's more water running out of that pond into your ditch.
Than Florence. If there's no limiting factors like the low water bridge, and if it is just that, you're right, that if there's not enough ditch, if there's something that can be done like that, then yeah, I would say that eventually it would get chip sealed.
Well,
if there's
that intersection and several other culverts in the area, were the original culverts. They're undersized, 30 years or better old.
I understand.
Ones at the intersection there aren't even culverts. They're the old concrete tunnels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we cover... I'm not trying to throw it out as an excuse. I mean, everything obviously comes down to budget. And, if Chris is the next trustee, maybe he'll do, a better job at that than I did.
I mean, I'm not trying to say, come do this road.
I understand.
I've been there long enough. I don't want it to be a factor that keeps the road from being chip sealed. You guys
right.
End up going past it because we just something to fix this right now.
No, that's not the way we're doing our criteria. Yeah. At least this administration.
At the same time, if all your budget's going to chip seal, are we getting the drainage fixed everywhere else or not?
Well, and that's why the chip seal has only been 2 or 3 miles each year is because. It's not the whole budget. It's been, what was the most we spent? The most we spent was 1 year was $200,000 out of $650,000 in the budget. Most of the budget, it's wages, fuel, and rock, for the most part. Excuse me. We have 70 miles total. It's roughly split 35 miles each between the neighborhoods and the main roads. And so
70 miles, how much is chip sealed now?
6.5, is that where we are?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, kind of keep plugging away at it. Okay, so we covered
160th.
Yeah. All right, the next section was 180th, number 3, what we call number 3. That is... There's a current section of chip seal on 180th from Prairie Creek going east to Hillwood. We're going to continue that going east up to Metal Ark and to the church.
And I don't want to keep getting into this. That chip seal is going to stop there, basically.
It'll stop the metal arc.
Well, this... No, just this year.
Will you guys chip seal the next mile down 180? That's part of your trade-off with Richmond.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if we don't have...
So that's 1 mile away from my road that you stopped at. The other one's 2 1/4. You see where I'm...
You're right. That's 180 specific. You're right. That's one specific mile. That's a good question because Richland has, I want to say their budget is around $250,000 a year. So they're not chip sealing anything.
Yeah. So I'll never get to a road sill on pavement on that side.
Yeah,
well, just maybe not down that. You might have 1 mile in the middle, but. I don't know. We could maybe there's some sort of deal to work out with Richland in that regard. It needs a creative solution between the two. I don't know.
That's what I started with. You know, just the idea that I like the chip seal. I'm not opposed to the gravel, to tell you the truth. Although I've computed out, it cost me $700 a year. Yeah, it's just in tires.
Right.
But if it looks like I'm gonna never get the chip sealed, then I've got questions about it.
Sure. No, I understand.
Somebody else's house, same value, chip sealed road, my gravel road, their house is going to be worth more. It will sell faster.
Right. To that argument, over time, their house would appraise more and they would end up paying more taxes. Over time, maybe it hasn't happened right away, but if that's the case, as houses turn over and those values are going up, then they'll pay more taxes in that regard. So it's not a complete gift to them. But the goal, you know, as we talked to everybody, the goal is to do all of it. You know, as far as I understand, it had to start at some point. And
honestly, we'll keep, I wouldn't be opposed to just do it all at once and assess some type of value.
That'd be a big
one. That's a big deal right there.
That's huge.
$700 a year per person for a home.
At least, yeah. That'd be a big one.
I understand that. It's something that
I realize it's something you would have to sell to the entire township.
The entire township is called a tax where we could come in and chip seal every road in the township within a couple of years. But you're talking a lot of money.
Special. Assessment. Yeah.
Basically, we put specials on everybody.
I agree. That's something that's going to be argued back and forth.
And if they do that, and if it has to be redone in 2 or 3 years, that's really going to upset people.
Right.
So, but it would still have to be redone. 3 to 5 years anyway, I'll see that.
While we're on the chip seal, what's Butler County charging us?
$16,000 a mile per coat.
Per coat?
Yeah.
Is that material and everything?
Yep. Okay. Soup to nuts.
So these 2 miles that you're going to do this year are ones that are already done. You're just putting another coat over?
No, the 160th is one that was already done, so that'll be a single seal. The 180th is a half a mile that will be double sealed, double coated. So that'll be a 1 mile cost. So we're at 1.7 with those two.
When you initially do a section, it's actually getting 2 coats. And
correct.
You've also got some additional costs for culverts and ditching.
The initial installation, right. You do a double coat to start with, yes.
So probably the first time a mile is done,
For the first mile, it depends on, again, the culverts and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, 40.
Rock base, yeah, Adele.
You'd say 40, 45. Yeah. But, again, so if you say 40, 45 on this 160th number one, we've maybe put cold patch, 3,000 into it over the past 3 years. is all the maintenance we've had to do on it. The guys have a little bit of cold patch asphalt in their time for 3 years. So we basically haven't had to touch it.
160.
Sorry, I said that wrong. Number three.
170, all right.
No, number three.
163.
160th, number three, that portion from Prairie Creek to the electrical plant.
And if we hadn't buried that grass in there, we would have never had a coal patch.
Possibly.
Well, that's where Philip buried that grass. It's where we coal patch.
Okay. I could also say that we have farmers that are driving on the edges a lot, and that doesn't help. not to throw stones, but...
We have a coal patch, didn't
we? 180? Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah, 180 we haven't. That's true.
And I'm trying not to ask too many questions here, but along the same lines there, you just mentioned the farmers going off the edge. Well, was there a different company that did the 172 as opposed to who did 173
and on? Yeah, the first year, back in 2017 was APAC. 2019 was Butler County.
That
did the actual chip seal.
Obvious quality difference with the road and the corners are all tight.
In 2019. Okay.
I wonder if it was the same company, same cost, or?
No, it was actually cheaper, quite a bit cheaper. And that could have been, we had more time preparing for 2019 than we did. No, I take that back, that's not true.
I think part of the problem you're talking about, whenever it goes to Mulberry, whenever it switches from 170 and then goes back to 171 and then back over, is that what you're talking about there?
Yeah, there's a gap there that they left in the middle of the road, still patching it.
Okay.
Well, when they chip sealed, they left a gap in the middle of the road when you went around that corner.
Where? Because they did.
That road doesn't have any, but it's 171.
Yeah, we call it 170.
The last little section of that chip seal, because it stops at the next corner.
When you say last little section.
But the corner that they did do, it's a pretty tight corner. All those S-curve corners there are a lot tighter than they were as gravel.
That is true. That is true. We pulled them in because they'd just been spreading out over the years. So we did pull them in. And part of that actually was to help slow down traffic.
Well, you just mentioned that the equipment's going off the edge of the road. Well, if the roads are narrower than they were, then it's going to continue doing that.
No offense to the farm. I mean, I didn't mean, and I wasn't trying to throw them under the bus either. I don't think it's all just, I don't know. Gail will probably correct me when I say this, but I don't know how much equipment is wider than, I mean, we have some roads that are 32 feet wide. So it's not all. I don't know. And I shouldn't just say farm equipment. I mean, we get heavy trucks. We get dump trucks that are, like I said, coming from the quarry. We get construction trucks. It all factors in.
I actually had some concrete delivered to my place. The guy came down 170, and he couldn't turn on Indianola. He had to keep going to Santa Fe Lake Road, go up to 47th, come back 47th, to drive straight down to Indianola. Because, quite frankly, you can't make the corner. No truck can.
Okay.
And it happens again at 180. Anybody tries to do it in a 2-foot-deep ditch.
Okay.
You know, so the width of the roads are an issue as much and at the corners as much as the gravel itself.
Okay, I'd have to go and look at those. No, that's.
Or not. I'm just wondering if we're getting value to make the road more dangerous to be chip sealed. Then all we're doing is solving a dust problem.
If it makes it more dangerous to be chip sealed, because of speed or why?
Because of sharp corners.
Oh, that was just, I mean, that was just the one S-curve there by the railroad tracks that was closed up sharper. I mean, that hasn't been the case the rest of the township.
It's all done by, okay. I mean, Butler County, the road, their road width is 20 foot. And so that's what they build the roads to. So if that, if, you know.
A little, little larger than that, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But so around those S corners, we, like what Jeff said, they kept on expanding. We've just brought it back to, for the chip seal part of it, back to where it was. We did, and then there's gravel.
Yeah, we did 24 feet on the chip seal.
24, okay, sorry.
That's right. Okay. And then Prairie Creek, what we call number 6, is from 170th to 180th. That is a high school route and getting into town route. That also then allows us to connect 180th chip seal to the 170th chip seal. And then the goal, the one question mark why they put the range, is the next Prairie Creek going north, number 5. Again, a high school route and close to town as well, that gets a lot of traffic. So we're trying to do those as well. Okay, and Linda, I'm sorry to say we're not going to get to County Line 3 this year.
Of course not.
We had a good start on it with the trees and the road, and frankly, trying to do that while the detour is going on, I think that was going to be insane. And the number of culverts. I mean, we counted, I think, 22 culverts that we'd have to do in there, unfortunately. I know it's a high traffic road, and it was, you know, top 5 for a long time, and it just...
When you did our count, what was the count on that road?
Yep.
I don't know. I can't remember it.
Yeah, unfortunately the count... Sorry?
I guarantee you now it is 10 times or 15 times that amount of traffic that we had before.
Oh, I'm sure.
On there now.
And that's the thing. I mean, it is the highest number on the count, and unfortunately I'm sure the detour, yeah, a lot to do with that.
And they came in, you know, first and put the millings on there, but they weren't really, it wasn't really done right. And so now they've come back, I guess they came back and they had a water truck where they were watering it down and scraping it and all that.
Yeah, the millings, unfortunately, and again, it's totally on me. It was a miscommunication between myself and Butler County. I am absolutely not saying this, throwing them under the bus, that when they talked about mixing in some millings to alleviate some of the dust, I thought we were adding just a small amount and mixing it in. I did not know they were going to try and pave with even a thin crust of that. And so what that does is then if you get that thin layer of pavement, it's not going to hold, and that's now why we're getting potholes. And so we've been talking to them constantly. We're trying to figure out a good solution for that, frankly.
Yeah, because now the dust is coming back.
Right.
We're getting a lot of dust again.
Right.
Since they started.
Millings are, if you take an asphalt road from somewhere else that's, you know, 4 or 5 inches thick, and they rip all that up, run it through a machine and mill it, it comes out as small little asphalt pieces. You put that back, it still has some oil in it, so you can put that back down on a gravel road, a parking lot, and it's asphalt light, basically. It works much better on slow speed, low volume roads, but putting it on a high traffic road is just, you can't have that much.
They don't go the speed limit. I mean, they still go, even though they put it 30, they still go 55, 60 mile an hour down the road, so.
Which is township wide, and just, I honestly, I don't know what to do about that. We keep, and that again, going back to budget manpower, Butler sheriffs have, you know, how big is Butler County? 100 square miles, I'm not even sure the number. And they have 9 deputies.
Which I'm hoping with the new sheriff.
It's going to change.
Hopefully.
It's going to change.
Hopefully.
Yeah, new sheriff.
Hopefully.
Okay. New sheriff of town. They start doing some stuff on Prairie Creek between 170th and 180th.
Yep.
They dug out culverts, and then
they dumped a whole bunch of stuff in front of Rocky's place. What is that for?
Just temporary, probably.
It is. They're going to lift. We need to lift up that road by the pastor there. So that's supposed to hopefully be worked on a little bit this weekend. We're going to take that dirt, put it on there, pack it down, so we can help lift up the base a little bit.
Is it the good dirt that's not going to let the chip and seal fall apart later?
No.
Well, it'll be...
It's not the good dirt.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's dirt from the ditches. So, I mean...
What she's getting at is it's full of grass and roots, and over 6 months to a year, will be just like 160th up there. It's going to fall apart. That's what we're concerned
about. Now, that's what I'm asking. I don't want it to be like 160th where... In 2 or 3 years, it has to be redone. Can it not be done right the first time?
Well, I mean, again, that's, I mean, I don't think they're going to use all that dirt whenever it comes to that. I mean, so I don't know. But as Jeff said, you know, the average length of a road before we have to put a new layer is 3 to 5 years. So we're still, even with 160th being bad, that you know, it has made its 3 years. It should have been done last year.
We've been out there since 86, and I know the one time they did a traffic count was in the summer when school wasn't on, which was like, okay, that was a stupid thing to do. That's been years ago. That wasn't you guys, okay? That was people that way back when. But now with the detour, even with no school,
right?
I mean, and people from town are bringing their four-wheelers out there. It's a wonder somebody hasn't been killed.
Yeah.
And
he's your neighbor.
I know. We've talked, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I talked to your husband the other day.
One day, because he was parked right in front of your house almost.
No,
and I came up over the tracks, and I've
lost a tree, if you haven't noticed.
Matt, I said, are you okay? And he goes, I'm checking my Facebook. And I said, well, I've out-rear-ended you. And I said, you might want to check your Facebook somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I'm all for you doing it, don't get me wrong. But I haven't been out where 160th on out. I haven't been out there since I used to drive a school bus, but they didn't have anything chip and sealed then. But it's like, all I'm hearing is the horror stories about how bad some of the chip and seal places are.
That's just flat out not true. I mean, even as we say we're going to reseal 160th, it really is just...
Well, 162, the one the county did, that was a nightmare.
Yeah, some people say that the potholes in it are worse than the dirt roads. I don't know. This is what I've heard.
Right. That one, that's not us. So I don't know what their strategy is there, that one's all over the map.
I just want it done right.
The next one, what people are concerned with is they see what people have done. Like, we got 170th. We haven't hardly done anything to it. We got 180th. We haven't done nothing to it. And we've done these other ones, and we've already had asphalt put on them. We've been patching them. That's what people are concerned with, because they keep bringing that ditch dirt up in the road.
Well, I mean, you say that very simply, but it's just not... I mean, Prairie Creek from 150th to 160th, we've barely patched, and that was, you know, at the same time that we did 160th number 3 from Prairie Creek going east. You know, same time, same guys, same, you know, you were working.
Barely.
And I'm not...
Just got asphalt from 160th almost to the addition.
Well, post-detour, that's up until that point, that's two...
There was a lot of dirt pulled on Prairie Creek.
That's almost 3 years up to the point where the detour started, so...
160th all right. From Prairie Creek to the bridge, we pulled dirt from 160th to Phillips Culvert, or his road where Philip used to live.
Yeah.
We pulled dirt. That's what he wanted. And I argued with him back then. I said, this ain't never going to last. That's the reason we have holes.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why, I mean, it's lasted for 3 years that they barely... All right. This is... Okay.
Are you getting any additional money from the county for this detour?
Not additional money. They chip sealed it for free. So they did 140th from Butler to Prairie Creek, and then Prairie Creek from 140th to 150th. We got the road ready. they chip sealed that for free in order to use it as a detail.
Twice.
Sorry?
They've already done that section twice now.
Well, okay, so they do a double coat to do the chip seal, yes. And then the part of the agreement was that they would maintain it until the detour is done. And so that's what they've done in adding asphalt to it to maintain it.
But yeah, I mean, it's got an excessive amount of traffic on right now.
Yeah.
But, it should give you a good measure on how long the chip seal should last.
Well, if we put a traffic count on it, yeah. But you're right, it's, you know, multiples of what normal traffic is.
So when you, for the normal determining which roads you're doing next, is it purely just traffic count or the houses there, or is it by property combination of that and property taxes paid, or?
We don't do taxes paid because we found that can fluctuate just by the type of house you put on there, not necessarily, or how much land versus number of people. It's traffic count. Like I said, number of culverts that need to be replaced, how much of the ditches need to be dug out, so that's just time and money. How much of the trees need to be cleared, time and money. And then the condition of the road itself, like we were saying about Indianola, so that might need a bunch of the road raised up quite a bit, the ditches dug out. How much work will it take to get this road ready? That just goes into the factor as well. And some of that, you know, like I said, keeps changing too. Anybody else?
Is there a schedule or a timetable for the 160th and the Prairie Creek and whatever? Do you have that?
Looking to be about 3 weeks from now, roughly.
For the start of the 160th first?
No, we're going to try and do all of it within couple of days, rapid succession. And mostly it's weather dependent, but definitely before the end of August, we're shooting for. No, that's too soon. Today's the 20th.
Yeah, end of September.
Yeah.
16th of September or something, what the website said.
What's that?
The website said like the 16th of September.
What website?
Our website.
The Pleasant Township one?
That might be old information from...
Yeah, maybe last year. I haven't updated the one for the chip seal for this year because we hadn't voted on it. So it's probably 2019.
Maybe.
The chip seal page is September of 2019.
Okay, yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why.
We're getting close to that date anyways.
Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, we're already the 20th of August.
Yeah. So yeah, in the next few weeks.
The bus drivers are going to love it.
Yeah.
Being detoured.
Hopefully, well, it's just a couple days.
Yeah.
And well, and we can work with Butler County to maybe, hopefully, we could start it after the morning rush then. Or the morning.
That's what we did last year. That worked out pretty well, yeah. I think.
That's okay.
I got a question. What have we done about the 5 acres around that?
Around the township? It is done deal and sold. We got voted on last month. It was actually, it ended up being, the current size right now is 0.9. So the current shop,
right.
0.9 acres. So we sold 9.1 to make it 10 acres total.
Okay.
Square. Actually, I have the survey here. If you want to see it, it's over here.
Awesome.
And so the idea.
I'll take a picture of that.
Sure. And ahead. Then why it went to 10. So, sorry, I'll back up just because we got some new faces. This came about in November of 18. The land, the 79 acres that's connected to the township shop came up for sale. We had been talking for a couple of years about getting more land for the actual shop, both so we could store materials ourselves. One of the things we were running into with the quarry over here is when it would rain, is when you need the rock the most, but also the quarry shuts down. And the gray rock that we want to get is at the bottom of the hole with the yellow rock on top of it. So we wanted some more land so that when they were, and they don't grind gray rock all the time, So when they were grinding it, we wanted to be able to grab that and stockpile it at the township shop. Also, the idea of having more land is right now the building is split between us and the fire department. And in talking to the fire chief, he agreed that if we were to build a separate building, that they would move into that separate building and the township then could have the entire building itself. So then we'd have more room just in that building to store equipment rather than having some of it outside. So originally we were debating between 5 to 10 acres. We went to 10 because in the discussions and with some of the citizens, what came up was the current cemetery on Metal Arc, Dunlop Cemetery, by Gail in my discussion, using the number of plots that are sold every year and how going forward, we're roughly at 13, 14 years before that cemetery is filled up. Obviously, there's a possibility about maybe getting land around it. Who knows? So we just said, you know what, while this transaction's going on, we'll buy a little extra land now. It's attached to the township shop. If we need it, great. If not, 20 years from now, if the cemetery gets expanded somewhere else, 5 acres could be sold off, you know, at that point.
Also gives us room for trees. And
yeah, we have
stuff.
Right. We have our own burn pile. We don't have to work, you know, coordinate with the city to do that. We still have an agreement with them that we help them with their burn pile just because they don't have the heavy equipment. But it just gives us more leeway, more freedom to get stuff done.
They have the same equipment, they just don't know how to use it.
there is part of that. They have the big excavator. That's the one that they keep saying we need to.
No, they don't need the big excavator.
They've got a lot of miles on their backhoe going and coming.
All right, I'm not going there. You're putting that on the recording, not me.
That was Gail Futhi.
What is the address again?
I could go on and on.
Gail doesn't say anything for 6 years. All of a sudden, here it comes. All right. Anybody else? All right. I will call us adjourned. Thank you.